So today we hear of a common theme. In the first reading today, we hear that even though the early Christians were being persecuted, hunted down, and faced a lot of turmoils, struggles, and as well as a lot of hardship and suffering for their faith, they were proud to be called Christians. So go back to that word, Christians. What did that mean to be a Christian? Nowadays, a lot of people will say that I was raised a Christian or I was raised a Catholic, but. You know, so for us, those who believe, those who practice the faith, those who try our best, even with all of our imperfection and all of our failures and everything that we still have in our very own life, we are proud to be called a disciple of Christ Jesus. And Jesus said clearly today that he is the Christ. He's the anointed one. He is the one who come to fulfill the old covenant and to bring us into that deeper relationship with the Father. So to be called Christian, a disciple of Christ Jesus, meaning that we are now disciples of the anointed one. The one who come to reveal to us who we are deep from within, God's own beloved. So it go back then for us to ask ourselves, do we feel happy? Are we joyful in being God beloved? Or are we still thinking that we're missing out because somehow being Christian is taking away our freedom, our desire to do whatever we want? My brothers and sisters, just as Jesus said that he did not come to do his own will, but to come to give us eternal life and that so that we might never perish. And he and the Father are one. Then we need to be united to Christ so that we can become more Christ-like in our words, our action, our life, our deeds, so that when they see us, we can testify to them, it is truly a joy to be his disciples. It's truly a joy so that I can be an instrument of peace through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. It's truly a joy because I know who I am, God's beloved sons and daughters.